This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. The Pierce County Jail is facing a budget shortfall. So far, 30 jobs are slated to be lost, and two jail units are set to close. Officials say even with these layoffs and reductions, the budget crisis will not be fixed. Here to tell us what these layoffs might mean for the jail and the community, Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor. Sheriff Pastor, thanks so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
You're losing correction officials. You're losing jail space. How will this affect how many people are jailed?
Well, obviously, it will result in fewer people being jailed. That's fairly simple math, I think. We are looking at, unfortunately, having to, first of next month, lay off 16 of our corrections deputies. These are people who are different from people you see on movies and television shows. These are very well-trained, very capable, very sharp people who look after people's well-being, their security, and their rights while they're in jail.
Who gets out of jail?
Well, I'm not sure who gets out of jail. There are alternatives to our jail, but there are few of them, unfortunately. So there are smaller jails within the county. There are jails in King County. There are jails in Thurston County. There are jails in Yakima County that people to which people may be sent. Jail is an extremely important function of the criminal justice system, and it's extremely important to community safety. It's important to have enough space positioned correctly to serve the criminal justice system, the police, the prosecutor, the courts, assigned counsel for people who are in jail and accused of crimes, and the location of where that is, I believe, matters.
So people in Pierce County will still be arrested, and if convicted and sent to jail, they'll still go to jail, but maybe just not in the Pierce County jail?
And that's likely. It may be that there will be space limitations for other jails, and it may be that the location of other jails will not be convenient to transporting people and housing them. For example, if one were to drive to a jail in King County from here, depending on the time of day, it could be a half hour each way, or it could be an hour each way. That takes law enforcement officers off the streets. If the jail is in King County, it's harder for the prosecutor to touch base with people. They want to talk about charging decisions. It's harder for the inmates' counsel to touch base with the inmate and work out how they will frame their defense. There's a complexity that goes beyond simply closing jail beds.
Sheriff Pastor, I guess the first thing I think of with people maybe not going to jail who should be in jail is that they're going to be out on the streets committing crimes.
Well, the approach I take is not simply to hold up a bag of horrors, if you will. Okay, that's an easy thing to do. It's possible that it will be harder to get people in jail, and some people who otherwise would be in jail won't be as a result. But I think there's some deeper issues here, and the deeper issues is what is jail? Do we define jail as a commodity? It's very important to community. It's very important to community protection. It's very important. It's an important part of, if you will, civic infrastructure, if you will. That's something you don't usually hear jails associated with, right? Mm-hmm. Civic infrastructure. So, what I think is, if we get into a position where we are bidding on jail space, then we have a situation where that which is central to rights and dignity and the safety of the community sort of becomes a commodity, and everyone suffers as a result.
Have you hit bottom when it comes to this budget shortfall and losing these positions at the jail, or could it drop further?
We have yet to see. What is important to understand is I don't create budgets. I take budgets and I work to do the best I can to provide the best possible services as efficiently and as effectively as possible with the budget I'm given. And that becomes a role of other parts of government. Now, let's be very clear. Other parts of government have a very, very hard row to hoe here because some contract customers left our jail, went to some lower-priced alternatives. And
by contract customers, other jurisdictions paid to have them housed in your jail.
Correct.
Yeah.
They don't have jails themselves, so they are saying, well, let's hire some jail space. Now, let me be very clear about this. No felons rent space in our jail. In the state of Washington, anytime any law enforcement agency brings in a felon, person accused of a felony, person who's been arrested for a felony, there is no money that comes to the county. The county must reach in its pocket and pay for every felon in our jail, whether pre-sentence or sentence. And that's 80% of our population. It's a very large fixed cost. That population isn't going away. The county is still obliged by law to process and house people arrested on and convicted of felonies.
Yeah.
If they're here for less than a year. So that's a very large financial burden to counties. And one of the ways that this has worked out is if misdemeanor arrestees don't rent space in our jail, if cities don't rent space for misdemeanor arrestees, and we only have felons, it all comes out of our pocket.
Right.
And that's part of what is going on with the financial situation.
Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor, does this lack of jail space mean that you will consciously arrest fewer people? Will you be working with the prosecutor to prosecute fewer people? I mean, if they go through the system and there's no place for them to be if they were headed for jail, does it make any sense to go through the arrest and prosecution process?
Well, it makes sense to go through the arrest and prosecution process if it makes sense in the situation. Does that make any sense?
No.
What it means is if people need arrested, people need arrested. If it's right to arrest them, it is right to arrest them. If it's right to jail them and prosecute them, it's right to jail them and prosecute them. And that's the way I believe we will proceed.
Okay. But if there's no jail space.
Well, there are two things to do, and that is rent space other places,
okay,
no matter how inconvenient that might be, or conceivably, and we need to explore this more, I think, we need to use alternatives to traditional incarceration.
Sure, there are alternative sentencing methods. There's drug court and a lot of other things that people are trying other places, subject of another conversation. Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you kindly.